to God. What a privilege and what an honor to stand before the body of Christ on today and bring forth the word of God. The pastor been on the spirit realm and the sense realm and the unseen realm, and so I wanted to kind of stay on that path. So the message that God gave me on today is preoccupied with sense knowledge evidence. Preoccupied with sense knowledge evidence. Preoccupied means taken up with, captivated by knowledge that comes to you through your senses. In other words, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you smell, what you taste. So a lot of people is captivated and taken up with knowledge and evidence that comes through their senses. That's okay when crossing the street. You see a truck coming, a big truck coming, you use your senses and say, I better not cross because I think I'm going to get hit. So that's okay. You use your senses then. But when you walk with God, this is what we're missing it in. When you walk with God, you have to leave your senses. You have to leave what you see, what you hear, what you feel. And you got to walk by faith, the word of God, in order to receive the blessings of God. And not too many people are willing to say that they have something that they don't have. But he said to believe it. And so they go by their feelings. And a favorite thing that people use is, if God can just reach out and touch me today, everything is going to be all right. If I could just feel the Lord today. But he has already told you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you're going to have to leave your sense realm, how you feel, and reach out by faith and accept his word. Hallelujah. So you can't be preoccupied with sense, knowledge, evidence. I wrote something down which is real good. I'm going to go real slow. I'm a fast talker. But I'm going to try to slow it down this morning because I get riled up. Okay. We cannot allow our senses, what we see, what we feel, what we hear, to tell us who we are in Christ Jesus, what we have in Christ Jesus, and what we can do in Christ. Because if we do, we're going to go down to the level of our senses, and as a result, we'll never receive from God. And that's what we're missing it at. We let our senses dictate what we can do. We let our senses tell us who we are in Christ Jesus. And then as a result, we go down to the level of our senses and we never do what God has called us to do. Amen. And we need to know that Satan ruled through the senses. And Jesus ruled through the spirit realm. So we got to make a decision. Who are we going to obey? Who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow our senses or are we going to follow the word of God of faith? And so I wanted to say this about myself. I was preoccupied with sense knowledge evidence for years. I lived in fear for years. In California, where my husband worked night, he would once a month they would call him to work night call. And so, I used to hate when that month came around. And it was his time to work night call because. I was scared. I was scared of the dark. I was scared being left alone at home, not knowing that God said he had not given us a spirit of fear. And so even though the house, the door was locked, I would lock the door just leading into the bedroom. Then I would put a chair up under the door. That's how scared I was. And so he'd be beating on the door trying to get in. And I said, who is it? And he'd be trying to get into his own bedroom. But that's how the enemy had me. So terrified. And I remember even on jobs when I first started working, and I was working on a typewriter, and they moved to MedCorp 2. So that was in the early 80s. And so I came home and I said, I can't do it. He said, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ. But that scripture had no relevance to me. It didn't mean anything to me. He said, yes, you can. Get back in there and do it. And so I remember going in there, quoting that scripture, I can do all things through Christ. And I came back home and I said, I got it. I did it. I can do it. And so he was proud. And so then they moved into the system. I'm just saying how I was all my life and governed by my senses, taken up with, captivated by the senses, not knowing that there was another realm out there, a spiritual realm that I could tap into to override and sequester these senses. And so I remember when they had the System 6, and I said, I can't do it. And the scripture began to come alive back in me. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I thank God that I was able to accomplish that. I remember that I had a fear of cats. How many have a fear of cats? Oh, a fear of cats. They say anything that you're afraid of, you need to move next to it or get next to it and get rid of your fear. So I remember going to this lady, this Caucasian lady's house, and she lived across the street, and she had a cat. And I was, I was just so terrified of the cat. And so she would have to lock it. She had two of them, and they looked big. And so she had to lock them up in the closet. And so she said, "You call yourself a Christian, and you get all that fear in you?" Well, that did something to me that day. I said, "I'm not going to have this lady talking about me like this because I know I'm a Christian." So I went and got me a kitten. And I nursed that kitten. I was in fear, but I nursed that kitten all the way until now. I love, cats now. But I had to get that fear out of me. I was terrified. I couldn't even go over anybody's house. And anybody that had a cat, looked like a cat, it didn't even have to be in the house, just in the yard, on the porch. I do not want to come over there. And I tell you, God, I got rid of that fear. I got a kitten, so I thank God. Now I love cats. Now he won't let me have one. And another thing I remember in our early years, then I'm get to the scriptures. We used to go to, in the early part in the 80s, we would go to restaurants. And I said, "Ooh, they don't want us in there." I said, "They don't want us in this restaurant." And he say, "I'm hungry. And you can sit out in the car if you want to, but I'm going to go in there and eat." And he would leave me sit out in the car. But I was hungry too. In fact, I was a bigger eater than he was. So he would be at the table. He knew I was coming because he had my plate ready. He must have told her too. And so I came in there and I sat down. But I had a fear of going in restaurants where it was predominantly white. I don't know if anybody else have that challenge, but I used to be scared to go into restaurants, and he would leave me out in the car and say, "You know, I'm going to eat, come on." So my husband has been a big help to me in the ministry. And you know, this is a blessing for me to be able to get up here. I'm just saying one more thing, and then I'm going to the Word of God, because on first Sundays when I first married him, I had come out of a situation that I didn't tell him about, abuse, and basically a nervous wreck. And so he would go to church on the first Sunday. And every time I was fainting like I was sick or something was wrong with me, I never would go on the first Sunday, but I never did tell him why I didn't want to go to church on the first Sunday to partake of the Lord's Supper. All of this is the Word. I mean, I tell you. And so he didn't know that I was so, such a nervous wreck and had been so abused. He didn't know that I couldn't hold the communion cup in my hand. My hand would just go like this and just shake. And just, you know, I couldn't hold it. And so I said, "That's it. I'm going to stay home." And then I talked to him about it. And he got into the Word. And we prayed. And we came against that spirit, that nervous condition that had happened to me with a situation. And God blessed me where I come to church now on first Sunday, as you can see. But it was one while for a long time. I didn't even want to tell him. He just didn't know why I was not coming to church on the first Sunday. But the Word of God did all of that. I had to step, even though I was shaking some, I still had to take the Word of God by faith and declare that I was healed in Jesus' name. And I had to override those senses that was telling me otherwise. I couldn't be captivated by sense, knowledge, evidence. And I'm getting ready to go into some scriptures in the Bible. And as you're going to see, it's a lot of people in the Bible that's captivated by sense, knowledge, evidence. Evidence that comes to them through their senses. So if we go to Judges, I mean, I could get caught up today looking around, but you know, you got to overcome some of this. Judges 6:1. I think we saw at the first verse. In fact, when God called Gideon, he was hiding out. And let's read the story and let's see what God called him in the face of his circumstances. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. This is how bad this was their living condition. They were driven out of their homes, and they were forced to live in caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou coming to God and left no sustenance for Israel. Look at this, no sustenance, no way of providing for themselves, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle.